I just started the new site this season. It's comfishfilmfest.com, and yeah, it's pretty much a celebration of all the different commercial fishing videos that are on the internet.
How did you get the idea to compile all that?
That's a good question. I think over the years, I've been commercial fishing for about 15 seasons, and I noticed as the advent of HD cameras came around, more and more fishermen were telling their stories through video. And I've done the same. I've made a few videos myself, and I thought that there needed to be a better forum for people to share those stories. And I think that's what kind of inspired the festival.
This is stuff that people have already uploaded to YouTube or Vimeo or something like that?
Yeah, all the videos are on a public forum, and then some of the videos have been submitted directly to me through my website, junotech.com, which is featured on National Fisherman, and I do a commercial fishing video of the day, so I'm perusing the internet all the time for different commercial fishing videos.
I watched a few of them. It looks like there's some from Southeast. There's some from around the globe, it looks like, too.
That's true. We have some videos from Norway, New Zealand. We also have some videos from Southeast. Like one of my favorites is actually a nice troller video from the Ocean Oasis, which I believe is a Petersburg boat.
Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah, it looks pretty good. And they had some underwater video of the fish being landed even.
Yeah, the GoPro has really changed the way people, you know, capture the footage. It's amazing. I think that that footage right there is definitely really good.
It- couple different categories of the festival, from the highly produced to the unedited, right?
That's correct. The Highliner section is definitely our most polished videos, and then we also have the Hopefuls, which basically it's more like first-person footage, you know, very loose editing, but it gives you nice perspective on, you know, life aboard the deck or aboard the boat. And we also have some documentaries as well, and there's all another category called Bycatch, which is just a number of oddities, funny videos, kind of outtakes, if you would. And we also have some fish documentaries, which, you know, inform, I think, A Day in the Bay. That's probably a popular video people have heard about. So it's nice to be able to educate and entertain.
And you have the Sitka herring fishery as well.
Oh, yeah. The Super Bowl of seining, I like to call it. It's definitely one of the most intense fisheries. I think some of the best videos have come out of there. There's a lot of close fishing, and it's a very intense fishery. In 30 minutes, a lot can change.
Now, the festival itself is just online at this point, so basically for the January 11th through the 13th, people can just check it out and view the videos? Or?
That's correct. All the videos are available on the website right now, comfishfilmfest.com. And then I'm going to do a live webcast where basically, I'll narrow down the videos. We have like over 3 hours of footage, so I'm going to narrow down each category and then do like the top three in each category. And we have prizes for the Highliner category. And luckily, Asmi Alaska, well, they were lucky enough to give us the GoPro Outdoor Edition to give away to the first prize winner of the Highliner category.
Okay. And so people vote for those online, and that's how you'll be determining the winners.
That's correct. Through social media, we'll be able to tell the number of likes, the number of views on the videos, and that gives us a better idea of what's popular and what people are watching. Basically, you know, I just think that it's a great forum for fishermen to come together and share their stories. And these days, you know, video is one of the most popular things on the internet. It's just exploding. So I think that we're on the cusp of a really awesome festival.